For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell. Governor Jay Nixon wants Missouri's universities to freeze undergraduate tuition next year while also proposing more state funding for those universities. The governor says the budget he recommends next year will include an additional $36.7 million for public universities. The 5% funding increase would be distributed using a performance-based system. Nixon announced the proposal at Missouri State University in Springfield today. The governor called for a tuition freeze at four-year schools for Missouri undergraduates in the 2014-2015 academic year. Previously, Missouri higher education institutions and Nixon reached an agreement to freeze tuition for the 2009 to 2010 school year. The next year, though, public colleges and universities struck a deal to hold undergraduate tuition flat to avert deeper state funding cuts. The state of Missouri is still awaiting a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on whether it can proceed with the execution of death row inmate Alan Nicholson. Nicholson had been scheduled to die by lethal injection at 12:01 a.m. today for the 1994 murder of businessman Richard Drummond, who was shot to death after he stopped to help a car to stop to help when a car carrying Nicholson and two others stalled in central Missouri. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay over concerns over Nicholson's legal representation. When the full appeals court refused to take up the case on Tuesday, Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports just over 4,000 Missouri residents have selected a health insurance plan through the federally run online marketplace healthcare.gov. The department released the figures today. Health and Human Services said the insurance exchange had more than 31,000 applications from Missouri through November 30th. The application sought coverage for nearly 63,000 people. Enrollment is up from early November, when just 751 Missourians had selected a health insurance plan. The federal health care law set up online marketplaces to help people find affordable insurance, but the rollout of the website has been troubled. The federal agency says that as of November 30th, about 137,000 people have enrolled in the 36 states served by healthcare.gov. Missourians can now donate unclaimed property held by state government directly to charities that support military veterans, medical research, children's education, and other causes. Treasurer Clint Zweifel announced the donation program today at the state capitol. He says people regularly have asked to donate their unclaimed property and that the new program gives Missourians a quick, easy, and simple way to do so. The state treasurer's office currently holds $810 million in unclaimed property belonging to 4.7 million account holders. He says many claims are small, but when combined, could have a significant effect. 20 charitable organizations are participating in the donation program. A group of 8 Missouri lawmakers are calling upon Governor Jay Nixon and Attorney General Chris Koster to investigate concerns raised about Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro. The lawmakers made the request today following a Kansas City Star report. The report disclosed emails that raised questions about the selection of CEE Trust as a consultant. The Indianapolis-based firm's bid for developing an improvement plan for the Kansas City School District and other struggling schools was nearly 3 times higher than that of the closest competitor. The emails also highlighted some of Nicastro's behind-the-scenes work to create a special district that would operate some of the state's lowest-performing schools. The lawmakers say the emails raise concerns about Nicastro's fitness to lead, but Nicastro says the focus should be on ensuring that children have the quality schools that they deserve. American Airlines will be adding a fourth flight to the Columbia Regional Airport starting this spring, according to a press release. The airline announced today a second flight to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport would start in April. Currently, the airline only offers one flight daily to and from Chicago, along with 2 flights daily to and from Dallas-Fort Worth. Greg Cecil is the chair of the Columbia Regional Airport. He says there's been a high demand for flights to Chicago.
Chicago has been one of the top destinations that has been requested by folks in the Columbia, Jefferson City area, and so this is going to be great.
American says the added flight to Chicago will depart Columbia at 6 a.m., and the return flight will arrive in Columbia at 7:45 p.m. A proposal to circumvent thousands of potential student transfers in the Kansas City area will be considered by the state legislature next year. Marshall Griffin has details.
If passed, the proposal would allow school districts to set class sizes and student-to-teacher ratios. And once reached, those districts could not be forced to accept transfer students from unaccredited school districts. The bill has been pre-filed by Democratic Senator Paul Lavoda of Independence.
It's an idea that doesn't rule out any type of transfers, but yet makes it local control and makes sure that a receiving district isn't overflowing with capacity they can handle.
Lavoda's proposal comes one day after a Missouri Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for students to transfer from the Kansas City School District to nearby accredited districts. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.